92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Justice appears to have failed recently in California. Back in 2018, a 26-year-old woman named Bryn Spetchler was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the killing of 26-year-old accountant Chad O'Melia. This was the result of a cannabis-induced psychotic disorder, during which time she stabbed Chad multiple times. Specifically, the coroner logged 108 stab wounds from three different knives. Bryn was still high and psychotic when the cops got there. But here's the thing. She wasn't sentenced back then. She's been out on bail and living a normal life for the last 5.5 years, while the victim's family have been looking at a box of ashes. Bryn is now 32 years old, and she was supposed to be heading to jail for at least 5 years. Instead, the judge said it was not warranted based on no history of criminal activity and her prominent standing in the community, along with testimonial from medical specialists. So she had been put on probation, and there's not going to be any punishment. Now, maybe she didn't really know what she was doing while she was high, but it seems to me that stabbing someone 108 times with three different knives isn't an accident. And Chad's family are outraged by this because they feel this has established a precedent where it's okay to kill somebody if you smoke marijuana, and it very much is not.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.